Thanks for your concern, but I'm fine.
Very well, then, he said. I won't trouble you any further.
He broke off and began to walk away.
What were you going to say? She called after him.
He spoke so quietly that she had to lean forward to hear.
However well you know the Moor, it can always throw up surprises. My advice is, keep your wits about you.
And with that, he strode off. Simone watched until he was a small speck in the distance, and then she took a sip from her water bottle and rejoined the path. She needed to speed up. Stephen would be anxious if she was late home. Some miles away, tall cumulonimbus clouds rose above the fells. Later in the afternoon, the fine weather would break, but Simone calculated that by then she should be off the moor. Meanwhile, the sun beat down relentlessly and there was not a breath of wind. Even the birds seemed to be seeking shade, their calls infrequent and subdued. Only the bees and crickets were reveling in the warmth. She felt herself overheating.